You're tuned into Transforming HXM and Payroll, a podcast by Spinifex IT. Here's episode 2 of the Accelerating Digital HXM and Payroll Transformation, a podcast series. The following is their interview as originally featured in the Raven Intelligence podcast, Accelerating Digital HXM and Payroll Transformation, hosted by founder Bonnie Tinder.
And now one of what I would call as like a very highly specialized solution is the Easy Migration and Easy Go Live solutions that I believe you've recently, come to market with. Can you describe what those are a little bit and, how do those fit within the customer relationship and who's actually buying those solutions?
Okay, so there's two solutions and they're really aimed at probably key different markets here. So our Easy Migration is really aimed as an accelerator as much for the partners to be able to pick up and move the customers to the cloud, or whether it's, whether they're on-premise today, whether they're moving just to Employee Central Payroll and Employee Central, or even if they're moving to S/4HANA. It allows for the picking up of the configuration side and carving that out of the full ERP solution and moving that just to its standalone solution. So it really means that as a partner, they don't have to go and try to re-implement the payroll from scratch. And if you think about most customers, they have, 5, 10 or more years of configuration and tweaking the solution. So they don't necessarily want to change that solution. They want to take it, and then they can build on that solution that's there. Through that tool, though, we've actually allowed customers to transform their configuration. So if they're not happy with things like number ranges, name ranges, they want to remove certain configuration, they can do it. But it's really done through a software, so it can really reduce an implementation from multiple months down to literally days. Sorry, yeah. Bonnie.
That was the question I have. It sounds like it's something that accelerates the length of an implementation significantly.
Absolutely. It's we've seen cases where we've, within a day we've had a payroll up and running, or even hours up and running, from taking from a blank system to having your configuration moved across and being able to run payroll. So the tool itself is really designed more as an implementation tool, but it really saves both the partner and also the customer a lot of costs because they're not re-implementing it. Mm-hmm. The second solution, though, really works hand in hand with the migrations, and that's our Easy Go Live solution. And what we've done is we've separated out the components that are more customer based, so things like creation of the data extracts or data imports to load up Employee Central, parallel run testing that the customer is really often mainly responsible to do that type of testing, as well as providing tools to actually allow you to take your existing data set, your existing historical data from your existing system, and move that to your new Employee Central Payroll system. So what we're seeing is, without a tool like that, a customer is literally almost re-implementing a solution like Employee Central Payroll, but not necessarily taking their historical data. So what we see is, when we're actually coming across quite a few customers with this scenario, is they had an existing ERP solution, they've now implemented Employee Central Payroll, but then are really struggling to report across the two solutions. And in some cases, they've moved that data into a database, whether it's a BI solution or whatever, but they're actually really struggling to pull the data. So by moving their historical data as well, means that they can actually report on it all in the one system.
And is there a particular part, when should a customer be thinking about the, Easy Go Live solution? Where is your ideal point in the customer journey to have a customer understand what this is and elect for it?
it's really an upfront. It's really something that they really need to be thinking about upfront, even when talking to their implementation partners. And you know, choosing their implementation partners, because they want to first really choose a partner that has solutions to accelerate this. It will be very apparent when you talk to a partner that does and that doesn't, because the cost of the implementation will be, and even the length of time for the implementation will be much less. So it's really important to speak to them upfront. Especially around the migration tools. Secondly, for the Easy Go Live, I'd say that it's important early in the project. It's probably not imperative that it's done before the project starts, because you will have customers that are in progress through that project. And we already have customers that are in progress through the project who are getting up to the testing stage and then suddenly start to see those things like the testing requirements. And the solutions, whilst the migration is used for just existing SAP customers, because they're picking up existing configuration and moving that to the cloud, the Easy Go Live solution can be used for both brand new customers to SAP as well as existing customers. So new customers actually have a complex testing scenario where they're actually testing back to comparing back to a legacy system outside of SAP. So there's actually quite a lot of need for them to also have a tool that actually helps them report across that data. So I'd say that still either way, early in the process for both of those products.
Yep. If I can just add one point, Bonnie, with these projects, they've always got risk associated with them, you know, in terms of missing data, missing configuration. So having our technology, such as Easy Migration and Go Live, does really help you de-risk that whole process. Mm-hmm. The advantage with having a technology, software technology, is you can actually kind of, you know, configure it on the fly if you have to, you know, for some adjustments, and we've got that ability to do it as well. Yeah. So these are the things you've got to think about. If you're starting a project, whether it's a migration project from an old legacy SAP system, or whether it's a net new implementation of ECP and then Employee Central, having technology to really drive the acceleration, especially, you know, in the early stages of requirements and blueprint phase, is critical, mm-hmm. In my opinion. And then we'll save you a lot of time and we'll de-risk the project.
Given the, you know, state of the world that we've, you know, lived through 2020 and now 2021 with the pandemic, has that shifted your business, your focus, and what you're seeing your customers asking for? And if so, how?
I think certainly the HXM move has really allowed us to create these two new solutions, because we're seeing a lot of customers are now thinking about migrating to the cloud. You know, whether they've been not on SAP, so they're net new to the SAP ecosystem, or they've been running their systems in a legacy environment, and they're, you know, it's not cost effective to run those environments, you know, and those systems continuously on premise. Mm-hmm. So it's given us the opportunity to really focus on developing these new technologies to help these customers migrate across to the cloud. The other thing that we're also seeing is, you know, people really want to drive efficiency and focus on projects that are really, I guess, growth-based projects. Running payroll and running, you know, those operational and transactional processes do become, I guess, you know, business as usual. Mm-hmm. And employers and company executives really want to make them as efficient as possible. So I guess in the pandemic for us, it is about doing that more so than ever. Yeah. And the fact that we're all virtual now and probably for a while, having technologies such as ours really does leverage that opportunity. And we see that continuing to be the case for many years to come. Darren, I'm not sure if you want to make any further comments.
Yeah, look, I think as Matt said, the migration it's interesting, because during the kickoff, when the pandemic really started, we also we're starting to see that shift of customers really starting to migrate off and look at their future anyway. Migrations to Employee Central Payroll, migrations to S/4HANA, and so on. So we've still continued to see that focus. At the same time, we've been working very much closer and closer with partners to roll out the migration tools. So in one respect, you know, there's the customers are looking for tools to streamline their work because they're not sitting in the office, they're not sitting next to each other day to day. But at the same time, those customers are still looking to their future and possibly taking advantage of this time to actually think about their future and where the payroll is going to sit, where their HR is going to sit, and so on. We've probably also seen a little bit of an acceleration of customers to Employee Central in my view, and that part of that I think is because they want to provide the employee experience to the customers to actually allow the employees to have that portal based view to, you know, to take advantage of that because they're all sitting remotely. So I think certainly from the payroll side and the HR side, we haven't seen too much impact, but certainly the customers are working quite differently in their day-to-day.
For sure. And I think any time that you can help with accelerate that digital transformation, it's on the forefront of everyone's mind if they're not on cloud yet.
Exactly. Especially because they're not, you know, they're not able to have a whole team come in and sit in an office together. So the faster you can do things, the more remote you can do things, the better. And luckily, technology sort of suits that sort of implementation now, and it seems to work quite well.
Thank you for streaming. The next episode of this series is coming right up.